Turkey Guy. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Great. Everybody knows the song now. Now we got all these cars driving up and down the roads across the country with the, you know, their rock fist up in the air, shaking it towards the heavens, saying, "Rock on, dude, listening to the Sons of Liberty, man." Folks, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 as well. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to jump on the line with me, I want to make this your radio program for the next 2 hours. I would greatly appreciate that due to the fact that all week that's what you have been doing. And it's great. Your participation is, well, it's very important to me. Weigh in. Let others know what you're thinking. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
I heard you were in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan? I'm not even sure where Sheboygan is.
I don't either. I just thought it'd be the right thing to say. Where are you guys at?
I'm in a city called... Well, they call it Bowie out here, but I would pronounce it Bowie, or Bowie, because B-O-W-I-E, in Maryland, heading down into the belly of the beast, also known as Washington, D.C.
Okay, cool.
And we'll be there today, taking some sights in, but for the most case, we're going to probably be near Andrews Air Force Base, and there's a handful of other things we're going to take care of tonight, and then connect with... former presidential candidate, Mr. Michael Perutka, and then down to North Carolina tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so let's rehearse last week, Jake, for the weekend listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Well, last weekend, we left Minnesota. We did the show and then left Minnesota and went all the way through to Philadelphia. I think it was about a 24-hour trip, roughly, somewhere around there. We got to Philadelphia. Unfortunately, all the gift shops and things like that were closed. But inside of Philadelphia is this little area, which is probably no more than 4 or 5 square blocks of just old town Philadelphia. You've got the old houses, literally these buildings, yeah. Banks, museums, churches.
Colonial look?
Yeah, since the 1700s.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Historical Society won't even let you build in that area unless you renovate the way that they say you have to renovate.
Sure.
So they've kept it. You know, it's as William Penn said, and we posted this quote. We also put it on Facebook so you can see pictures as well. It's on the Liberty Radio on Facebook. But he planted that city of Philadelphia to be a seed for a nation of liberty. And boy, I'll tell you what, that liberty stuck. And when I went through there, it was just such an honor because you're in literally probably two of those square blocks where all the federal buildings. Now D.C. has become massive, multiple hundreds of thousands of employees through the bureaucracy that's been created. But back then, we won the Revolutionary War with the Pentagon that had probably 20 or less employees.
Yep.
In a little building that was right near where the Supreme Court building was. The Declaration of Independence was signed, Independence Hall, and then also our upper and lower houses of representatives, just all in that little two-square block radius. And it was pretty fascinating. It was just an honor to be a part of it. And, again, you can see the picture of that Facebook on Sons of Liberty.
I seen that, Jake, and I was just kind of curious, what was your take when you seen the Liberty Bell?
When I saw it, I mean, it's very heavily guarded, and I don't know if it was because of what time we got there, but you couldn't get very close to it. It was behind glass, and then it was in a special building. And my take of it was, it's kind of like, you know, when you read about things, historically speaking, mm-hmm. or, you know, some people might relate to their favorite heroes or their favorite sports hero or something, and then all of a sudden you get to meet it. I mean, this was ultimately my peak of excitement on this trip, was going there and being able to see it. There's the Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah.
There's the building. I mean, I took some pictures where I was sitting on the threshold of a door that John Jay, original Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, walked
right.
in and out of. James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, the building where they penned the Declaration of Independence. And then up on the canopy, I was able to take a picture of out on a veranda where George Washington gave his second inaugural address.
Amen.
And then his farewell address. And right behind that was where John Adams stood and gave his inaugural address, which historically speaking, that was the first time in a nation ever
yeah.
where there was no bloodshed for basically the executive branch of government to be taken over by somebody new that wasn't in a bloodline. So it wasn't passed on as kings passed it on to their sons. And it wasn't passed on through a conquering king who beheaded a former king.
Right.
This was the first time in history, and we got to set and be a part of that.
Now, when they said they refurbished these buildings, Jake, what is original that you've seen? I mean, what do they hold that is still the original piece or part? Obviously, the Liberty Bell is going to be the original Liberty Bell. But when you look at these buildings, and again, when they refurbished these buildings, what's left that's still of the original, you know, making or the building or the wood or the structure?
They did. A majority of, well, here's how it is down there, is if it's not original, you have to distinctly paint it. You can't use, you know, you can't make it look colonial.
Mm.
You have to restore it. So everything down there that you see is originally restored. It wasn't rebuilt.
Right.
So if it needed paint, they would paint it. If it needed cleaning, they would clean it. But it's all solid and it's all there because most of these buildings were made of brick because William Penn had been part of the London fires. And when he came and constructed the city of Philadelphia, he made it as such that the buildings had to be brick so if a fire broke out, the city wouldn't burn down. And it's all still there. Independence Hall is still the original Independence Hall.
I got 30 seconds, Jake. Go ahead and fill it with words.
Yep, definitely. Well, first of all, it was an honor there to be there. You can go to Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio and check out the pictures. But also, too, joining us at the end of September, there's a couple events that are going to be happening right down that North Carolina area, which is part two of our trip here.
Do you want to hold over on the break, Jake, and then you can share the rest of the information?
Yeah,
just definitely. Hold over one segment. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Oh.
Without fail, I get the same response, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to our Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. I got two pages. One's a fan page, one's personal. I'm very active, constantly posting, uploading, whatever you want to see, videos, letters of commendation, whatever the case might be, go ahead and check them out. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And one more point before I give it back over to the other guy. You can give us a call at any time, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Jake, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. M in Sheboygan?
That's right. We got to keep our brains out of other people's heads and put them in the truth. And, you know, that was what was so awesome. I know I tried to bring two thoughts together at the end of last segment, but that was what was so awesome about going to Philadelphia. As you got to see firsthand, we took a coach around the city, the old city I'm talking about, and it was by a horse and buggy. And the tour guide there is just talking about scripture. He's talking about the Lord. He's talking about the church's impactful role in declaring independence. He's talking about William Penn. And the original meaning of the Liberty Bell, many people think it's called the Liberty Bell because they rang it to signify the Declaration of Independence had been signed. It never even got that name until the abolitionists started using it as a sign, because it says Leviticus, and it quotes Leviticus, in the year of Jubilee, proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. They took that as a sign that was given in honor of William Penn on the 50th anniversary, which is the year of Jubilee, of the city of Philadelphia. The abolitionists took that and they toured it all throughout the country. So liberty was definitely entrenched not only in Philadelphia, but continues to be across the world. Because of that liberty and that seed that's been planted in America, you have the liberty to be able to have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness protected by a federal government. So when you ask me my thoughts on the Liberty Bell, that there's so many that come with it. Now the Centennial Bell sets up in the Bell Tower of Independence Hall, and that was actually given to us by the British on the Centennial, our 100th anniversary. But it was melted down cannons from the major wars that were taking place in America.
Really?
So no, it's kind of like turning your swords into plowshares. I'm butchering that scripture reference.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
You put down your weapons and you take up your farming, you take up your community, your camaraderie, and that's what happened. That's the bell that's up there right now. So it's just everything.
Just think about that. Just think about that, Jake. We got our enemies that we conquered actually giving us presents. I mean, even if you look over at, in this particular case, not necessarily our enemy, but those that were our allies during the Revolutionary War, the French are the ones that gave us Lady Liberty.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
Let me go back to this, though. So when George Washington was on that balcony swearing in, you said it was his second inaugural?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he put his hand on that Bible and kiss Deuteronomy 28 the second time as well as he did the first time?
He most certainly did. That was not something that was told to him that he had to do. It wasn't a prerequisite. He did it, and that started the tradition that every president has followed in ever since then.
Amen.
You know, and as we were touring around, obviously Philadelphia is the city of Benjamin Franklin. And I don't mean to take away from any of our founders whatsoever and what they accomplished. Everything had its divine providence, the divinity in each one of their roles. When I look at what Benjamin Franklin accomplished, I had no clue of half of what he accomplished. He probably outdid every founding father when it came to his incessant work all the way to the oldness of age of what he did. And I took a look at his grave site, where it was, and thousands of people year-round, hundreds of thousands of people come to visit it. And you look at his accomplishments, and I'm not just talking about accomplishments, his official accomplishments for the War of Independence. So I'm not talking about his invention, his scientific work, his work as a diplomat across the world, but just his accomplishments. You just feel like a little nothing in significance to what he did. It's like, how does one man, with the capabilities that we have now with cell phones and Facebook, and we're able to translate a message across the seas with the snap of our fingers, he had to get on the ship and do it. It just was an honor again. And you can see that where God put that time into people and gave those gifts and they exercised those gifts, that he definitely left a remembrance of who they are. And that's what's been preserved there. We talked about it last on Monday on the show. For those of you who don't know, we're on the show Monday through Friday every week, too, at sunsoflibertyradio.com. But when we talked about how Philadelphia used to be the murder capital of America, how the enemy has attempted to just attack that, and that the old aristocracy, where all the old buildings are preserved still, was the most crime-ridden area of Philadelphia until a gentleman with the last name of Bacon, who is a real estate investor, many of you know Kevin Bacon, his actual father, restored that area. So just to see how the Lord goes back and visits again and says, no, enemy, you're not taking this neither. I'm going to restore it back to its value. It was just awesome. It was very cool. I encourage anybody to get to Philadelphia, at least one. Take it all in.
Okay, I'm actually online right now, Jake, on Sons of Liberty Radio, and I am looking for your pictures. Where are they, sir?
Yep, they should be. Oh, gosh, it's hard to see because I'm not in front of it right now.
Okay, you want to just re-upload it again for me, please? Because I'm over there right now trying to get to the bottom of it. Literally, I'm scrolling to the bottom of it to post these. But okay, here we go. Okay, and then you're actually, I'm going to go picture by picture really quick. No, I think this is information that people need to understand. You know what's interesting about the chronological order of Benjamin Franklin, his accomplishments, it's interesting that I'm looking at them right now, and wow, folks, you have to see this. This is pretty incredible. You know, maybe this is why their revisionists attack him so hard.
That's right. And try to make him a deist and a pagan and an infidel. It's just baloney. I mean, those accomplishments you're looking at, those are written in brass. Those were worldwide accomplishments. You know, we had the doctor that was on last week who was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Those are those type of accomplishments. And that list is taller than I am. And I'm 6'1", 6'2". That list of worldwide accomplishments and significance is that. And again, that's not even... He started the first insurance agent, the first fire department, and he just goes on and on and on as we're getting a tour. And I'm like, my goodness, when did this dude sleep?
Yeah. I'm looking at Benjamin Franklin right now, and he was actually buried with his wife, Deborah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? I didn't even notice her grave. No disrespect to her, but it must have been right next to her. I was just looking at the tomb thinking, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he coined the phrase, a penny saved is a penny earned. And the funny thing is people split pennies on his grave. You know, is kind of a good token.
Right.
And the woman said that it raises, I think, between $3,000 and $5,000 a year, just by people flicking pennies on there. That's how much respect that man.
And I got another picture here on Sons of Liberty Radio, friends, if you'd like to check it out on Facebook, where Jake's sitting, and he's actually kneeling down, and at a distance behind him is the Liberty Bell, which is really cool stuff.
That was as close as I could get to it. You know what? We made the point, too. When I was there, I would say probably one out of every four people were I'm not going to say they weren't American, because I couldn't really judge that. I didn't look at their passports, but I would say they were definitely foreign. A lot of the folks couldn't even speak English.
Of course.
Which is an awesome thing, because they're coming from all over the world to see the seedbed of liberty. What a testament to William Penn, the Christian man who laid it there, and to our country.
Oh, no, I mean, there's no question about it. And again, why do they go to Washington, D.C.? I mean, what do they see when they go to Washington, D.C.? They see the foundation. They see the heritage. And like President Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't get away from that no matter where you go, especially where you see the founders and what they laid for us to walk in. I mean, we're free 237 years later because of the places that you're visiting and the men, of course, who actually established the places that you're visiting.
That's right, with their blood. One last piece, there's a picture of it, Carpenter's Hall. I had never heard of Carpenter's Hall. We were taking a tour. It's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. It's actually near the old War Department building, which I said the Pentagon is just massive now. Our War Department that carried us through the Revolutionary War had, I think it was like 20 employees or so. But Carpenter's Hall is where the first Continental Congress got together. They couldn't meet in Independence Hall because they would have been all arrested instantaneously for treason. So that's where they went and they met. Just this building. I mean, it was no bigger than a 1950s two-story middle school building. But that's where it was. It, again, just touring these things and taking it all in. Which will lead us to the next point. I know we only got a couple minutes left. We're actually going to be down in Rockingham, North Carolina this Wednesday at Freedom Baptist Church. We'll be sharing there about Christianity and the Constitution, but planning an event that's later on. It's called TNG, Truth for a New Generation, that Bradley, you'll be speaking on. We're taking this seed, and we're not just keeping it in Philadelphia, we're planting it across the country. Truth for a New Generation is going to be all the major leaders across America, youth leaders, and also apologetic leaders, I guess. I don't really know who a lot of these folks are, but these are leaders that are coming and saying, what should we do for America? What is the message we need to take and plant in our own areas? All 50 states is promoted to. So that'll be on the 27th and 28th. If you're near that area, I encourage you to come see Bradley. Bradley, you're going to be doing a drum clinic there.
Yeah.
Tying in with the big drum contest that I'm promoting now with Modern Drummer, where you can win a free drum set.
So that's right.
A drum set from a Christian drummer who has Deadlock, the DVD you've produced with your testimony and the gospel in it while you're teaching kids to play drums. We talk about utilizing the gifts and talents. It's just like men like Benjamin Franklin that we honor today. We should be doing the same thing across America, and we are, folks.
You know, the interesting point, too, Jake, is I'm trying to give you as much time as I can possibly give you, and now we got the music rolling in on us. But I'll give you the last 15 seconds here, dude, and then I'm going to take this show over.
Perfect. And it's been an awesome week, folks. If you don't know, we tune in every Monday through Friday, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the pictures. It's an honor to be able to speak to you. It's also an honor to be sent into these areas, folks. So God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the show with Sons of Liberty.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Jake is out on the East Coast doing the business, friends. It goes much further than just hanging on the radio and talking about all the problems, isn't it, friends? It's another thing to get up and actually show our hearts by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, the first president of the United States. And might I remind you what John F. Kennedy rightly said? He said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men." As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but live by them. What a smart man. It sounds like the Christ. Of course, that's where it's extracted from, is Scripture, because it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that said, "My son, let us not," and he said, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth." And again, what did JFK say? He said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men." As we express our gratitude, our thankfulness, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to enter or to utter words, but to live by them. Let me go back to where Jake's at right now really quick. There was a book called The Primer that was distributed amongst the young people in schools across the country. And I just want to kind of lay another foundation as to parallel where Jake's at in the history that he's sharing with you right now. And let me just go from A to Z and share with you how they would teach the kids the alphabet in schools during and after and for a long period of time in schools in this country. For example, A, "In Adam's fall, we sinned all." This was in elementary school books, friends. B, "Heaven defined the Bible mind." C, "Christ crucified for sinners died." D, "The deluge drowned the earth around." E, "Elijah hid by ravens feed." Huh. F, "Feel the judgment made Felix afraid." The judgment of God. G, "As runs the glass, our life doth pass." Oh, H, my book and heart must never part. J, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. This was what was taught to kids in schools through a little blue book called The Primer. Elementary students. K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. Remember Korah? Remember Dathan and Abram? Those that opposed Moses? Yeah. L, Lot fled to Zoar, saw a fiery shower on Sodom poor. Wow. We're talking about judgment, friends. Wow. M, Moses was he who lost Israel's host, led through the sea. N, Noah did view the old world and new. Hmm. O, young Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. P, Peter denied his Lord and cried. Q, Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews. R, young pious Ruth left all for truth. S, young Samuel, dear, the Lord did fear. T, young Timothy learned sin to fly. They're using old King James, learnt sin to fly. V, Vashti. Vashti for pride was set aside. This was the book, the elementary book called The Primer. Going through the alphabet from A to Z, teaching your kids the alphabet. X, Xerxes did die and so must I. Y, while youth do cheer, death may be near. Z, Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord did see. Huh. Well, they're teaching your kids in public schools today, friends, if that's where you have your kids, and hopefully you don't. Over the last week, we have been spending much time on talking about biblical love, and what I'll do is I'll rehearse some of the stuff, and I'll bring it into my discourse, and I'll do my best to get you to understand, because remember, Jesus said to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And you also got to remember that Jesus told his apostles, listen, unto you, I'm giving you parables, but unto you is given the truth. But unto them, it's withheld that they cannot know or hear or see. It's kind of weird stuff, but the Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. And before I get going on that, I want to give you a quote. Because I've actually been getting a lot of feedback over the last week's show, and I appreciate your feedback, by the way. But interestingly enough, Charles Spurgeon said this, avoid a sugared gospel as you shun sugar of lead. He said, seek the gospel which rips and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Now, right after I posted this, one of my Facebook friends said, Bradley, this is what he said. He said, Bradley, you might want to explain that so someone doesn't take it out of context. And I said, I'm tracking with you, bro. I said, I'm not going to say his name. When Jesus said to pluck your eye out if it offends you, did he mean to pluck out your eye? Of course not. He was showing you the value of your soul along with the high offense of sin. So I said, if people are scripturally illiterate, then, well, what can I say? So when Charles Spurgeon is talking about what he's talking about, he understands what he's saying because he understands the purpose and the work of the law, which drives us to the foot of the cross and to seek that gospel which is anointed. We're not talking about the natural, friends. We're talking about the spiritual. So let me get over to the version of love Scripture talks about, because in Psalm 109, David was hated for his love. Now let me tell you this. David said, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And if you remember right, in John 7, Jesus' brothers walked up to him and said, hey, listen, why don't you just go show yourself to everybody? And Jesus looked at him and he said, hey, I know you don't understand spiritual things neither, but I want you to understand the world doesn't hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify that the world, the deeds of the world are evil. And he said the same thing in John 15, because he uncovered their sin and he exposed their sin. So the great question, friends, is why was Christ crucified if the gospel that is being preached today, how come the preachers today aren't being scrutinized or persecuted for righteousness' sake? No, they're preaching a gospel that's completely upside down on its head. They're avoiding the law, which drives men to the foot of the cross, which can do no more, as D.L. Moody rightly said. See, and that's what we Gentiles have forsaken to our shame. Back in 1962, when we said that the Supreme Court was right, when they said it wasn't a permissible objective for our students to know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, honor your father, your mother, thou shalt not covet, and the such. Thou shalt not lie. I can go on. And then when we look in Scripture again, we can see in 1 Corinthians, the love chapter, as the professed church likes to talk about, we can see that love doesn't rejoice in lawlessness, but it rejoices in truth. You know, remember it says in the book of Timothy, friends, that let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, lawlessness. And then we go over to 2 Corinthians 6, 3 through 6. He said, give no offense in anything. Listen to this carefully. Give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Folks, today, when you, as you call them, the left, the immoral, the criminal portion of our society and that demographic, when they say they're offended, we have the professed church aligning themselves in America to just go along with the flow. So instead of offending them and telling them the truth, and if you look in Scripture, by the way, Webster's 1828, offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. So they have it completely backwards, but it's backwards because the professed church in America is completely backwards. I shared last week about how the church in America is the greatest advocate to the abortion industry. That the church in America, the professed church in America, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did him. Don't forget that. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And keep in mind, those are the ones responsible, the professed Pharisees, the professed children of God, the seed of Abraham, as they like to call themselves, are the ones that delivered them up to Pontius Pilate to have him crucified. But my point is, friends, is that the greatest advocate to the homosexual movement in this country is the professed church in America. Because if the church was doing its job, we wouldn't have abortion in this country. We wouldn't have homosexuality in this country. Like we never did all the way up until 1961, right? It was considered that if you were caught in the act of homosexuality all the way up, or sodomy all the way up until 1961 in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. And all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now they're teaching your kids that if you don't accept homosexuality, then you're a bigot, you're a hater, and they want to criminalize you. See, the professed church in America is undoing themselves. And if John Adams was right, which he was, when he said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, well, when they fail there, guess what falls in close pursuit? Then you wonder why your government's so corrupt. Well, who's the leader of the pack? The professed church is supposed to be the leader of the pack. That's the city that's set on a hill. And what happens when they lose their light? Well, take a look around. Here we are. But again, friends, we're talking about love. Give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Folks, what I'm doing right now is loving on you in truth. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, not a counterfeit love. Folks, I'm going to continue this vein. I'll be right back after this break. Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota, and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person, and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, talking about real love. Hey, folks, I want to interject, too. You need to understand, when we're talking about love, because we see people talk about love so much in this country, and they talk about a lawless love, and then we wonder why the love of many waxeth cold, and we call it, then the American people, the professed church, have the audacity to call it love when there's love nowhere in the equation. Last week I brought up the fact that Keith Green was taught by some of his superiors, some of his bishops, his higher spiritual teachers. They began to teach him that law and love were separate, when in fact, the fulfilling of the law is love. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you guys don't remember Keith Green, he was the guy that died in the airplane crash, and he was kind of the evangelist that was out in the 70s and the 80s, and he got really big because he was a talented piano player. Folks, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us to be the propitiation for our sins. I remember one time I was doing a high school assembly in Nebraska. And when I was doing this high school assembly, I remember we were on the tour bus and we pulled up. And I noticed in this little small town in Nebraska, they had all those houses that were built in the, you know, the 40s. They had that particular look, the porch. You know, out in the front, real small porch, and you could just see a mom and a dad sitting out there. And I thought to myself, when I got there, I thought to myself, I wonder how many fathers and mothers after World War II, because they said after World War II, that there wasn't a household in America that didn't feel loss. And I pictured on this balcony a father and a mother who lost their son or daughter to ratify the Constitution of the United States, to give unto us the freedoms in which we now have today. Because again, friends, keep in mind, freedom is not free. And when I thought about that, I thought, am I doing what I need to be doing in honor, and am I thankful for the sacrifice that was given unto me. And how thankful am I? I can tell you how thankful I am. He who has been forgiven much loves much. And you can see my love for God by my servitude towards God. I don't ask the Lord for 30-fold or 60-fold. I want 100-fold. The Lord says that you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. He said you'll find me in Jeremiah 29:11-13. Well, Lord, if that's the case, then I want all of you too. And he gives me all of him by the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. And he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Of course, that's to be expected, because I would do nothing to offend the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary, who died over 2,000 years ago and who bled Calvary as the propitiation for the sins of the world, to appease the crimes that we committed against God through his blood. The love that we're talking about in Scripture, friends, when you look in the natural, you can go to Arlington Cemetery and you can see their love for their country, because greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what they did. Everywhere in Scripture, we hear this all the time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. Believeth is a verb. It is an action word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's, folks, every time we talk about biblical love, the cross is right in the center of it. Every time we talk about freedom, guess what's right in the center of it? The cross. You don't have freedom anywhere where there hasn't first been a sacrifice, friends. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Or hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. See the sacrifice all the time, friends? Christ hath also suffered or loved us and hath given himself for us an offering, Ephesians 5:2. Or what about this one? For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. That's right. Talking about real love, talking about a biblical love. You know, one time I had my little boy, who's not a little boy anymore, and we were driving around Lake Harriet in Minneapolis. And what happened there is he was sitting on my lap, on my right knee, as a matter of fact, and he was about 2.5 years old. Beautiful little man. And I was driving around the lake with this girl, and all of a sudden I noticed that my leg was getting wet, and I wanted to make sure that the girl driving the car realized that I wasn't the one that wet myself. It was my little 2.5-year-old boy. I said, can you pull over on the side of the road up? And she said, sure. So we pulled over. I stopped. I set my little boy down on the side of the road. And I said to him, you know how much Daddy loves you. You know not to disobey Daddy. And I said, I'm going to set you down and I want you to stay right there until I get out of the car. Well, my little boy disobeyed that day. Listen to me carefully. He disobeyed me. He ran behind the car and he ran right in front of a van, friends. And a van stopped about 2 seconds and 2 inches away from smearing or creaming my little boy. I got up, I ran behind, and I ran right in front of the van, grabbed my little boy that stopped just in time, and I spanked his butt really hard, and I said, I love you so much, don't you ever disobey me again. Listen to what I just said, friends. I love you so much, don't you ever disobey me again. You know, friends, let me be quite candid with you, if I might. You know, the only person in the Godhead or on this planet, friends, let me say it this way. Nobody, at what I've seen to the degree of the professed church in America, was going to the state fair and somebody dropping a 4 unspiritual laws on a bathroom toilet. A bunch of spineless capitulators. Cowards. They deny everything they profess. And yet again, there's Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. That's what I've seen of Christianity. And it's not Christianity, friends. It's a lack thereof. He that hath my, the word again says in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Let me go back to my little boy. The only person that ever took the time to tell me no with a swat on my backside because he loved me enough was my Father, which was in heaven, and by his Holy Ghost, which is on earth. What's the moral of the story? If my little 2.5-year-old boy doesn't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. The second van might not stop. And we have the audacity to talk about the love of God like God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life in America? Folks, it's nowhere in scriptures. I've searched scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and I can't find it. As a matter of fact, you can't find in the Word of God anywhere where Jesus said that he loved anybody. Oh, Bradley, you're way off base. Really? Go to scripture. Give me a call. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now hold on with me before you turn it down. Nowhere did Jesus ever tell any of his apostles that he loved them. But I will tell you this, friends, or us. He never one time told us that he loved us. You ready for this? He only showed us. He only showed us. To the cross. When we talk about real love, we have to understand what Paul was saying when he said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says, just track with me here, friends. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He chose the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. That's why there is a cross, friends. And in America today, you know what you see? You see a whole bunch of people dancing around the cross. They don't want to bear the cross. They don't know what it means to deny themselves and to take up the cross. They have no idea what Jesus meant when he said, hey, listen. To he who tries to find his life will lose his life, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. They have no idea what that means. They don't know the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost didn't shed the love into their hearts that they say they have. Because the love that they have, they equate it to man's fallen nature rather than to Christ's risen nature. Anything that is good within us, my friends, is by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. But George Whitefield is right when he said that man left to himself is half beast and half devil. He's exactly right. Our righteousness is but filthy rags before him. Friends, if your life is not in Christ and found in Christ and by the power of the Son of God, where's the life? Because the Bible says to he who hath the Son hath life. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to continue this discourse talking about real love. Got plenty of analogies coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Coming up to second hours. Hold on with me. 1-877-807.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.